From the Financial Times in London, I'm Joshua Chaffin, and this is FT News. A series of sexual assaults and thefts in Cologne on New Year's Eve, apparently by men of Arab or North African appearance, has shocked Germany and led to mounting criticism of the government's immigration policies. On the line with me is Stefan Wagstall, our correspondent in Berlin. Hi, Stefan. Can you first tell us what exactly happened in Cologne on New Year's Eve and what more we've learned in recent days?
The news has emerged over the days fairly slowly, as some people have criticized the journalists over this. But what we now see is a picture that in the evening, the police estimate about 1,000 young men, and as the police say, of Arab and North African origin, gathered in the square. And then as visitors arrived in the city for the evening's festivities, they were assaulted, especially women who were sexually molested. One woman reported being raped, and others reported being robbed of purses and mobile phones and so on. It's the scale of the events, as much of anything, that has grabbed the attention here in Germany, as well as the clear ethnic origin of the alleged perpetrators.
Germany is already quite strained by the migration crisis. How has this played into the migration debate?
It clearly adds fuel to those conservatives and right-wingers who are criticizing Ms. Merkel's somewhat liberal refugee policies. How that will play in the court of public opinion will become apparent only in the next few days when we see the first opinion polls. However, the sense is that it seems likely to strengthen the right and make it more difficult for Chancellor Merkel to hold to her liberal line.
And how has the Chancellor responded so far?
The Chancellor's main intervention has been to condemn in the most forthright terms what happened, and on that there's no question. And she's used language which is quite unusual for her, disgusting and abhorrent and so on. She's also promised a very tough police and judicial response. Again, that is her feeling. It is also a useful way to reach out to the right. But everybody knows that underlying that issue of law and order, where politicians agree that there should be law and order, underlying that issue is the argument about migration.
And do you think her response, do you think that will be adequate? Or do you think that given the scale of the migration crisis and the deep anxiety, that more will be required?
I think the one thing that it does, which is helpful for her, is that it emphasizes the importance of integration of immigrant minorities into Germany. She has called for this before. She's called for this during the refugee surge. And she will call for it even harder now because it proves that this is not just a question of perhaps doing an exam on German history or German legal system. This is something which affects everyday life. It must be internalized and it must be taught and accepted and integrated over many years.
Strangely, there was little media coverage of the event in Germany, at least for a few days afterwards. Any explanation as to why?
I think there are a few things mixed together. It's not really a conspiracy. What you have here is, first of all, the police not wanting to fully and openly acknowledge the gravity of what happens, partly because it brought immediate questions and criticism about their own response and behavior. I think the second thing is that in the journalist's mind, New Year's Eve is an occasion for general rowdiness in German cities. And so it was only when the explicitly sexual and the ethnic dimension became apparent here that journalists realized what an enormous story it was. That said, certainly conservative politicians are trying to call the media to account, especially public service broadcasters, which in the conservative view have gone particularly softly with Ms. Merkel's refugee policies and accepted, in their view, a bit too easily her idea that Germany can cope with even these very large numbers.
And we know that social services have been strained in Germany since the migrants have begun arriving in such large numbers. But have there also been reports of higher crime or such behavior?
No, in general, crime rates among immigrant communities are the same as in the native-born German population. Whether people will now dig more deeply into that and look more closely at specific crimes in specific cities and draw conclusions from that, time will tell. Certainly, Cologne is a wake-up call in making sure that the authorities really have a grip on what's going on.
Stefan, thanks very much.
Thanks.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Thank you.